The veterans group VoteVets.org is spending $25,000 for an ad buy for 1 week in Anchorage. The ad features Iraq War veteran and commercial fisherman Random Remy from Dillingham.
That's the kind of mine I was up against for two tours in Iraq. Here's the kind I'm fighting today. Pebble mine. If built, scientists say it'll create 10 billion tons of waste. Even a small leak could wipe out the fish and kill over 10,000 jobs. I fought for my country overseas. I shouldn't have to fight a foreign company to protect my job here at home. Look, I support mining, but not this one. Not in Bristol Bay.
The new anti-pebble mine ad comes on the heels of last week's release of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment by the EPA. The EPA started the assessment 3 years ago, and since that time, the assessment has gone through two different drafts, and the agency received over a million public comments. Dennis McLaren is the regional administrator for EPA Region 10. He says the scientific document was also subject to rigorous review.
And following two rounds of rigorous peer review by a panel of independent scientists, EPA has concluded that large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay watershed poses significant near and long-term risk to salmon, wildlife, and native Alaska cultures. This assessment, I want to be clear, is not a decision document, as it doesn't respond to the requests of the tribes in 2010. Rather, it will inform the agency and other stakeholders as we now consider how to respond to the tribes' requests and how we and other agencies use our authorities to preserve critical wetlands and water resources in the Bristol Bay watershed.
The next step for the EPA is to formally respond to the request made by the nine Bristol Bay tribes for the EPA to step in and stop the issuance of dredge and fill permits that would be necessary for any large mine to be developed in the Bristol Bay region. The other television ad that will be airing in Alaska is from the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. BBRSDA Executive Director Bob Waldrop claims a mine like Pebble cannot coexist with the salmon fishery that occurs every summer in Bristol Bay.
You cannot have both. This is a yes-no point. And I think that with this science and with the large and voluminous public comments that we've received, has been received and generated on this issue, it's time to take it to the next step and do something about what everybody knows is clear now.
The BBRSDA ad specifically thanks U.S. Senator Mark Begich for his announcement Monday that he is now in opposition to development of the proposed Pebble Mine. Waldrop says the ad started airing in Alaska on Wednesday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.